Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Glory to God. Because Pastor proclaims it every week. I have the profound honor of being able to continue to proclaim that the Bible is right in this day when so many things are being debated and so many things are being argued about. Glory to God. We as children of God know that the Bible is right. Amen. We don't have to argue. All we have to do is look it up in the Manual for Life. God gave us a manual, and that's the Bible. All we have to do is look it up, glory to God, and we can find out, glory to God, what in fact is right. Amen. Because as we say so many times, that the truth and the truth is what God says about a thing. Truth is what God says about a thing. Amen. So it's not what I say, really. It's not what you say. It's what God says about a thing that makes it the truth. Amen. Glory to God. If you were to look up at the sky and say the sky is red, and God the Father were to speak to you and say, no, the sky is purple, you'd be very wise to start saying the sky is purple. Amen. Glory to God. Because truth is what he says about a thing. Amen. Glory to God. And we're glad about it. Well, saints of God, we're in Proverbs 17:18, and we're excited about God and about his word, because there's no one like him. And truly, he is off the chart wonderful. He is off the chart wonderful. You know, we were told in a Sabbath day service to expect the unexpected. And so many wonderful things happened. I started writing them all down. Glory to God. The unexpected things that happened, not only to me and my wife, but to other people. Amen. Glory to God. And so once again, God shows himself to just be off the charts awesome and wonderful. He's such a good God. He's such a, whoo, you stand in awe of him. You just stand in awe of God. Glory to God. You know, I was reading in the Word. We're going to get in Proverbs 17:18. Glory to God. But I just want to say this. I was reading in Hebrews where it says that scripture in Hebrews that says that all the priests could enter into the holy place, but only the high priest once a year. And then it says, not without blood could enter the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was. And I thought about how awesome God is. You could only come in once a year. You had to be the high priest. And then, I mean, this is just to come into his presence. Do you see how magnificent he is? Just to come into his presence. You can only come in once a year. You have to be the high priest. And then you only get to come in once a year. And you have to come in with blood. You have to come in with a bowl of blood. Amen. The innocent makes access to God for you. An innocent animal had to shed his life so that you could have access to God. And when God would look down at the high priest and see that innocent blood, he could allow the high priest approaching unto his presence. That when I started reading that and started thinking about how awesome and powerful God is, that you got to have blood just to approach him, okay? Just to approach him. The power, the majesty, and then you could only come once a year. And then you had a rope on your ankles in case you offended him and died in his presence. They could pull you out because they couldn't go behind the veil into the Holy of Holies to drag you out. So they'd have to pull you out, pull the high priest out, because a rope was tied to his ankle in case he offended and expired in there in the front of the presence of God. I mean, when you think about that, how awesome God is. Good gracious alive. Saints of God, you're on the right side. You're on the winning side. You're on the side of the one who is all-powerful. He is Almighty God. And he is, whoa, nothing and nobody like him. You can't compare him with nothing in all the creations that he created. There's nothing to be come even remotely close to his holiness, his power, his awesomeness. And this ain't hype. This is for real. Amen. Glory to God. Could talk about God for a while, because you know how it is. When you get to meditating on him, you get right happy. Amen. You get right happy. Glory to God. You have to put your mind on something else, because you start breaking out hollering and screaming. Amen. Just to realize who you serve. Glory to God. Well, we got to get into the word, right? We got to get into the word. That's what you tuned in to hear, the word. Glory to God. And saints of God, you know we're in the book of Proverbs. This is where the precious Holy Spirit led me in this journey. He led me to begin to teach in Proverbs. We're in the 17th chapter. We're now down to the 18th verse. We're considering the 18th verse. And now this verse, you know, Proverbs is considered a practical book. It's also a very spiritual book. But tonight we have a very practical subject, and that is suretyship. Suretyship. Well, people might say, well, Pastor, what's that? I don't know a surety. What's suretyship? What that is? Well, in today's language or vernacular, we would call that co-signing. Co-signing. Amen. Suretyship is you guaranteeing someone else's debt. Co-signing is you guaranteeing someone else's debt. Now, that's an important subject for tonight. Amen. And it's so appropriate because we're going into the Christmas season, and somebody might want to get a car, or they might want to get a full-length mink coat for $30,000 or something, or some other expensive item. And they can't afford it. Their credit score won't allow them to afford it. Their spending habits won't allow them to afford it. And so they're going to ask you to co-sign for them. You know, I need a car. Glory to God. I can't get it on my own. Would you please co-sign for me? Amen. Or suretyship. And Proverbs 17:18 in the King James Bible says, a man void of understanding strike his hands and become a surety in the presence of his friend. Amen. The Bible says the man that does that, that guarantees someone else's debts by sealing the deal, by shaking hands, we shake hands on it. Amen. The Bible says that's a man void of understanding. Void of understanding. You see, you got people, they might have a little understanding, or they might have a shadow of understanding, but this verse says the only person that would do that is a man void of understanding. What void mean? No understanding at all. He has no understanding at all. Understanding of what, Pastor? Understanding of God's word. He has no understanding of God and God's word. I mean, first of all, when you get into God and God's word, you understand who you are. You're a son of the living God. You're 100% dependent on him. You're one heartbeat. Do you realize that you're one heartbeat from heaven? Just one heartbeat. if your heart was to stop beating, you've gone on. I got to go to your funeral and cry and carry on. Oh, she was so nice. Oh, he was such a nice person. Amen. One heartbeat. If you couldn't draw your breath, that's it. What that mean? That means we're 100%, 100% dependent upon the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? See, for us, we see that as wonderful. For the world, they rebel against that. They strive for independence. They call that independence. They want to be independent. This is what they tell themselves. I want to be independent of everybody and everyone. I don't want to be dependent on nobody. Why? Because they learned that human beings can let you down. Amen? Human beings can say one thing and do something else. Human beings say a whole lot of things, make promises, but a whole lot of them don't have the power, the discipline, the character, the anointing, what it takes to keep their word. Amen? Often, men break their word. And so to protect themselves, people say, I don't want to be dependent on no one. You know, you have women, they teach younger women, you know, you can't trust men. They can walk out on you at any time. You better have something. You better have your own bank account. You better have a bank. I mean, people teach this to other people. You don't want to be dependent on that person. You can't trust that person. You better have a bank account on the side in case he leave you or you leave him. You got to have some money. So, you know, you may love him. I know you love Johnny, but you better have a little thing, something on the side. Mama may have and daddy may have, but God bless the child that's got that little savings account on the side in the cut over here in case Sue or Johnny or whoever walk out. You don't want to be dependent on them. Amen? Glory to God. So how you going to be married and you don't trust your mate? Now, Pastor, you don't know. I mean, you don't know that they won't work. Now, how are you going to be married and don't trust your man? Why are you marrying them if you can't trust them? If they ain't trustworthy, why would you marry them? Huh? So you don't want to be dependent. You don't want to be dependent on God or nobody else. So you think that the way to independence is to pile money up to the sky. That's the way the world thinks. When I say you, I don't mean you, saint of God. I know you love God, and you respect his promise that he's going to supply all your need and take care of you and never leave you or forsake you. So you're comfortable and at peace trusting in him. And you trust him, and he's going to show you that he ain't going to let you down because you trust him. The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the world. Amen? They ain't going to be dependent on nobody. And they think if I pile my money high up enough. And the second reason they pile their money up is they have this death scare, this fear that when they get older and they can't work anymore, that their money is going to run out. And if their money runs out, they're told by other people to scare them, you're going to be eating dog food because you ain't going to have no money to afford regular food, so you're going to have to end up eating dog food. So you don't want to be dependent on God or nobody else. And the way around that is to stack money up from here to the moon. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. But my Bible says safety is of the Lord. Amen? But I don't want the Lord. The world says, I don't want the Lord. I want money, 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 money. Amen? Glory to God. I want to stack that money up to the moon. Glory to God. I want to trust in my riches. And if something happens, glory to God, I ain't got to worry about it because I got money. Money will take me through. I can go to the grocery store, get anything I want. Something happens, I can buy the best lawyers. If I get sick, I can pay the hospital bills. I have money, 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 unlimited money. Amen? Glory to God. But Jesus said something very interesting. He said, what does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world, got money stacked up to the moon? What shall it profit him if he got all this money, glory to God, and lose his own soul? And then he said, for what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What you give in exchange? You would give all that money. Amen? Glory to God. Money, 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 money. That's what the world functions on. Amen? They think that's the oil. Glory to God. Money, money, money. But I tell you that we want to be dependent on God. Why? Because money will run out. God don't run out. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about suretyship. And suretyship is you guaranteeing someone else's debts. And in modern parlance, it's called co-signing. You co-signing, amen? And the Bible has a lot to say about co-signing, amen? And as I said before the break, I made a statement, that last statement, and it's very important. The world wants to pile up money, but we as saints of God know that money can run out, but God will never run out. Amen? Glory to God. I'd rather take God. I'm going to be dependent on God. I want to be dependent on him. Amen? Now, very quickly, because we only got about 14 minutes, so let's look at we want to look at Proverbs 11:15, and I'm going to go through these fast. We want to see what the Bible, what God says about suretyship. What did you say that word suretyship was, Pastor? Co-signing, okay? Suretyship. Proverbs 11:15 says, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. The Bible says that he that is surety for a stranger, you'll smart for it. You'll smart for it. Glory to God. You'll be sorry. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, the 16th chapter. The 16th chapter, first through the five verses. The preparation of heart and man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. It says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Glory to God. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, it shall not be unpunished. Okay, I got the wrong 1 through 5 there. That's okay. We'll go to 17 then. Glory to God. We'll go to 17:18. 17:18, talking about suretyship, is where we are today. A man void of understanding will co-sign. If you're void of understanding, you'll co-sign for someone. Let's look at Proverbs 20:16. It says, take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Now, why do you take the person's garment that is surety for a stranger? First of all, it would represent, his garment would represent a form of collateral. In other words, get some collateral. For someone who uses bad judgment and wants to co-sign, get some collateral from that guy because he uses bad judgment. Amen. Glory to God. And take a pledge of him for a stranger. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger because he exercises judgment. And when you run into somebody who exercises bad judgment, Get collateral. Amen. Get collateral. Proverbs 22, 26, and 27. 22, 26, and 27. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should they take away thy bed from under thee? What is this verse telling you? If you co-sign for someone, they're going to come take your bed. They're going to take the stuff that you co-signed for from the person that you co-signed for, but they're going to come and take your bed too. Amen? Glory to God. And so what is the Bible telling you? Don't co-sign. Don't co-sign. Amen? Glory to God. And then Proverbs 27:13. Proverbs 27:13 says, once again, take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Once again, it states it again. Why do you take his garment? For someone who co-signs? Because they're exercising poor judgment. And when someone is a risk and exercises poor judgment, you get something up front to compensate for that person's poor judgment in case what you believe is going to happen happens. You'll have your collateral. You'll have yours up front. Amen? Now, let me tell you of a personal experience that I had in co-signing. Now, I'm a pastor, and for years I've known about what the Bible and what God has to say about co-signing. Glory to God. And I know not to co-sign. And I've taught it and preached it. Do not co-sign. Well, what did I do? A family member came to me, and they wanted a car. And this was a family member. And so although I understood what God's word said, don't co-sign, I thought to myself, this has got to be the exception to the rule. This is a family member. A family member is not going to stick you. They're not going to ever stick you. I mean, all them verses say who co-signs for a stranger. This is not a stranger. This is a family member. I'm going to help them out. I'm going to help them out. I can just imagine the Holy Ghost. He didn't say this, but I'm saying, I could just imagine him saying, oh, yeah? So I went ahead and I co-signed. Now, why did I co-sign? One, they were a family member, right? But two, I thought, I'm co-signing for the loan. I'm simply co-signing for the loan. I'm not co-signing for the car. I'm co-signing for the loan. If he doesn't make the loan payments, I'll make them. Amen? I'll be forced to make them. But I'll never be in that position because I know this person, and they'll always make the car payments. This is just paperwork. This is just a formality. Well, you know, how many know that the Bible is right? The Bible is right. You can think it's an exception to the rule. You can think this don't apply to me in this situation. But the Bible never lies. And God, you can't laugh at him and say, your word says this, but I found out it means that because it didn't happen to me the way you said it was going to happen. Oh, did I have to learn? I co-signed the note. Amen. Let me tell you the misery, just a few of the miseries that I went through. Co-sign the note. Now, because the person didn't have the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal, to tote the note himself, when they wrote up the title for the car, all the stuff for the car and the liens on the car, without me knowing it, I signed the note for the car. That's what I thought I was signing. When the registration papers came back and all the paperwork came back, I was the primary owner of the car. Even though the car wasn't paid off, I was the and the credit union was the lien holder, the first lien holder. But I was first person on the paperwork for that car. So what happened? Well, the person who owned the car that I co-signed for, they went through a couple of automatic toll booths. You know those toll booths like up in New Jersey or New York? You drive through them, they take a picture of your license plate, and then they bill it They send you a bill at the end of the month for all the times you went through the toll. Hey, he just drove through. Well, when they looked up, they had the picture of the license plate. And when they looked up who the owner of that license plate, who was first on it but me. So I got the bill for the tolls. Now, all I thought was that I was co-signing for the loan. But here come the bills, and they're in my name. They're in my name. So I had toll issues that I had to deal with. I didn't know why I was dealing with that. I thought I was just helping the person to get the car. And then there were some registration problems because the person didn't keep up with the registration. So when the registration problems came and the license was suspended, whose license was suspended? My license was suspended because I was on the paperwork. There was change of address issues. The person moved from state to state. Who got the change of address issues and had to deal with all of that paperwork and all of the rest of the correspondence? I had to deal with it. And then, lo and behold, one time or two times, the person didn't have the money to make the insurance payments on the car. And so the insurance company called DMV, notified DMV, this car, this license plate, this car doesn't have insurance on it any longer. So who got the notice that I was lapsed in my insurance, and if I don't do so and so and so, such and such and such and such and such. Amen? And I'm aghast because I'm wondering, all I did was sign the loan. I don't own the car. I'm not. But that isn't the way they looked at it. That was the way I looked at it. And then there was the car payments themselves. When the car payment wasn't made, the payment still had to be made. Guess who had to make the payment? Glory to God. Beloved, God's word never lies. God says, don't co-sign. You may say, but this is a family member. They're never, yes. Yes, you're thinking I'm just helping them to get the car. You're not understanding that your name is going to go on that paperwork. And once your name goes on that paperwork, if anything happens, when they go to search, your name pops up on the paperwork. Your address, your phone number, your everything. Everything is right on that paper. Amen. And guess who they're coming after? You're Mr. Deep Pockets. They can't go after the other guy because they didn't have the money. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have what it takes to clear it up. But guess who has the money and the wherewithal to clear it all up? The person who co-signed. So you get the problem. But all I wanted to do was help them, Pastor. All you want to do is obey the word of God. The Bible says, it's bad judgment to agree to guarantee a friend's debt in the event that they should default. And if they should default, anyone who needs someone to guarantee their debt is a bad credit risk. And why would you back a bad credit risk? Why would you do that to yourself? Now, your Heavenly Father loves you, and he wants to keep you out of trouble. So he tells you, don't do it. Don't co-sign. Glory to God. The only time that a person, the Bible says, don't do it, so don't do it. But if a person must do it, then don't co-sign. Take it on like it's your debt. Make it your debt because sooner or later, that's what it's going to be anyway. And that ain't co-signing. If you take it, let's say your son or your daughter needs a car, okay? Don't co-sign. The Bible say don't. You might as well go on and get the car. You're going to end up having to pay for it anyway. Oh, no, they're going to make 3 or 4 payments. That's right. But as soon as they can't, guess who's going to pay? Miss Deep Pockets or Mr. Deep Pockets, that's you. Amen. Beloved, the Bible is right. Glory to God. The Bible is right. Don't co-sign because you're thinking one thing, but you don't see all the other things that could happen. If that person is in an accident or there's a liability issue, like I told you, these toll booth issues, I would have never in my wildest dreams thought that toll booth when I signed that note, I didn't think nothing about a toll booth. But glory to God, anything they do with that car where the license plate is looked up, they're going to find your name, and they're going to find your address, and they're going to type it all out and type it to you and say, "Dear Mr. or Mrs. Owner, you did such and such a thing. Remit us this amount of money. You got 10 days to send us this amount of money." Amen? Glory to God. And you're going to sit there and say, "The Bible is right. Oh, my gosh, the Bible is right. I'm overtime, saints. I'm overtime. The Bible is right." See you next week. The Bible has the answers. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.